Although I have to challenge the notion that there are full-blood Arapahos, full-blood Shoshone, full-blood Lakota, because since European arrival, all the bloods have been mixed. So I really have to humor when I hear Arapaho, Shoshone, or any tribal people pound their chest and say, well, I'm full-blooded. And no. We're human beings. We're full-blooded human beings. Indian identity at a spiritual, cultural level has been so radically modified with European arrival, but more importantly, with the marginalizing of tribal people on reservations. And as America continued to move, progress, we also moved and progressed and took pieces of it. Another story that my grandpa told me. I'm working a post-hole digger, and my grandpa's leaning on a shovel, and I'm the oldest grandson. And this would have been in the summer of 73. American Indian movement was on the rise, civil rights across America. And he makes this comment. He says, Chaco, you know those Amesters have some good things going for them. I really like their idea about stress and culture and language and values. That's good. And he pauses. I keep working the post-hole digger. Finally, I stop, and he says to me, but they forget one thing. I go, yeah, what's that, Grandpa? He says, they forget those teepees were damn cold. He was simply saying that as tribal people, we have to move forward. We have to be a part of this world. And many years later, teaching at Arizona State University, I had a student ask me, how do you construct yourself as a Native man, mixed blood? I said, I see myself as a contemporary traditionalist Arapaho Mexican man. Contemporary in the sense that I enjoy everything that life has to offer. Traditionalist in the sense that I believe in our traditional ways and I try to live my life that way. It was those salient moments in my life that helped me to clearly identify who I am, but more importantly, lay out my travels, the work that I have in front of me. What I am most amazed about is I am now teaching at the very place that I started my schooling at. I am now sharing with young people, Arapaho, Shoshone, mixed blood, human beings, what's important in life. And so I look at that and I have to say, that was God's work. It's not about ethnicity, it's not about gender, it's not about age. It's about sharing, spreading, modeling, articulating, and praying that word. That's Arapaho way. That's human way. That's what brings the most happiness to me.